Okay, let's begin. Perek Lamaches, Pasuk Gimel. Okay, it says in the Pasuk, Ayikra Shmo Er, Yehuda Kara Lebeno Er. Yehuda called his son name Er, Meloshna Ora Eskvurosecha. Awaken your strength. Yishto Kara Shem Asheni Onan. So Yehuda called his first son Er, and his wife called the second one Onan. Velo Sipra Kosov Lama. Terry doesn't say why they switched.
Also, why Onan? Not just why Yehuda named the first one and she named the second one, but also
right.
Why.
I mean, that's the Ramban's pshat lashon hara kurosecha.
Yeah, that's true.
The pasuk didn't say it's supposed to tell him. Yeah. The Ramban's darshing that himself. So what was the switch? Yitachen shet tikash belidata ki derech nashon lekro shem b'neim alze. It's possible it was difficult birth. It's the way of women to call their kids on this.
Right, Rami, we know. I'm surprised he doesn't quote other. He does at the end. Okay.
Keim Yavat Shekar Shmo Yavats. Lemor Kielarati Be'atsev.
Okay. Right, he's bringing riots to this, right? So, okay, maybe she called the second one because it was a tough birth, and usually the woman's going to name the kid, you know, tough and trouble if it's a tough delivery. And he brings examples, right? The mother of Yavetz, who named him Yavetz because Yolati Be'etzev.
Who was that?
Don't know.
Says the mother Yavetz, who calls him Yavetz because she was, I guess, Yavetz from the same word as Etzev?
Yeah, Yolati Etzev.
Sadness, huh? Difficulty. Yeah.
Difficulty, struggle.
Gamken Asa Atara Eim Onem.
Is that Atara Eim Onam? Is that Atara the mother of... That's
Divrei. They're both from Divrei. Gam Asta Atara Eim Onan. Right. As
complaining.
It says, she made a crown. Eim Onim.
No, I think Atara is her name.
Yeah.
So did Atara, the mother of Onam, that she named him Onam because it's like the Miss Onanim. They complain. They were crutching.
Right. Because it's supposed to be Yomim.
Yeah, or Ma'isonet Adam Chai also, right? It's also, why complain?
Umiloshin Vayam Misonanim. Right. They were complaining, my son Adam Chai, come on, Ben Oni to Rachel.
Right, that was the example I was going to bring, right, from last week's parasha, that, right, Rachel, because Vatkash Belidta, right, Vahi Vakrusha Belidta, right, and she called him, Vahi Betes Nashal Kimesa, Vatkoshmo Ben Oni, right, she calls Binyamin originally Ben Oni, Yaakov changed his name to Binyamin.
Right, Ben Oni to Rachel.
Because his delivery killed her.
Yehuda lo hikpi l'shono shmo ki Yaakov Aviv. And Yehuda was not makbid to change the name to Yaakov, his father.
As Yaakov had done, right? Yaakov had changed, right? She called the kid Benoni, right? And presumably at the bris, Yaakov said Binyamin.
Right.
But Yehuda decided to just let it go through and let Onan's name be Onan.
He didn't change it like Yaakov did change it.
Right.
What does he say in the bottom? So I guess it was a minute developed that only when the woman had difficulty in birth did she name her.
I guess.
But if it was a good, it was easy birth, I guess the father named her. I assume, no? Bracious Rabba Amar Amru Er Shahur Mina Olam.
They take a much more negative view of the word Er, right? He tried to give like a positive spin, Ores Kvurosecha. And he says, the Medrash says that air comes from Shahur, he was poured out, right? Rav Shavel says, Shahurak, he was poured away, he was taken away from the world.
This is Rav Amish, Ir Shahur min Olam. Lo Shai says, Zu Kavanas Yehuda. Precious Rabba says, it was Ir Shahur min Olam, was what? Taken away.
Right.
Emptied of this world.
Lo Shai
says, Kavanas Yehuda, that wasn't Kavanas Yehuda. While Darshuki Hashem is Yoru al Asin, make it the Russia.
Right, presumably, right.
The names. Right,
presumably, Yehuda, when he sat down to say, what am I going to name my son, my firstborn son, didn't think, oh, yeah, I'm going to name him, you know, he's leaving. Like, that wasn't his intention, but at the same time, you know, with hindsight, we can look back and say, wow, you know, he had a positive intent, but there was also an aspect of, you know, of Nevuah, there was some aspect of what was also to happen in the name. Not that he knew that necessarily when he gave it.
Right. So, summarizes from Bond, Yehuda called Ir, lesson to awaken your strength. And his wife called Shem Shani Onain, and the Pasuk doesn't say why. So he wants to postulate that if a woman has difficulty in childbirth, she names the child. In the first one, she had no difficulty, so Yehuda named her. Second one, Er named her. Like the mother Yavetz called Yavetz. And also, she made Atara im Onain.
Atara, the mother of Onam, named him Onam because right. It was a tough birth. It was like Miss Onam. She was complaining.
I guess she had difficulty with it. And that's like Ben Oni to Rachel that...
named him Ben Oni because, it was a struggle. It was a problem.
Right. Yehuda was
now, granted, Yaakov changed then changed name. It to Binyamin, but...
I don't know why Yaakov did. Bracious Rabba, it's...
Last week's pressure.
What'd you say?
We have to look at last week's parasha to see why Yaakov...
Yeah, and Bracious Rabbits is ear that was emptied from the world. You didn't intend that, but it was Yarel Austin. Okay. You see the Cheshivas, I guess, the name of every person, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't really say that Pfeiris, though.
No, but you can glean it, you know, yeah. Either A, from the beginning, where, you know, he's trying to put a positive spin on it, like, even though it doesn't say in the Torah, but maybe that's what Yehuda was aiming for. Right. Then, you know, just even if it's just that as simple as, you know, that the woman is trying to remember what happened, so to speak, be mazki, memorialize what went on. And then the at the end where it goes to, you know, Yor al ha'asid, that yes, you can look back and say, oh, wow, look at how the name fits what actually happened.
All right. Fine, very good. Let's go to Pirek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Zayin. V'yir b'chor Yehuda ra'a b'ene Hashem. L'hizkar ha'kasav pisho. Torah does not say what he did wrong. Kasher asa b'achiv. Like it does by his brother. Aval amar ki b'cheto meis. Does say he died because of his sins. He was not involved. This is not because of the punishment of Yehuda and Mechiris Yosef. That Saul stood on the Mechira. Yeah? Meaning what?
No, there's the fact that he kept them from killing him, I guess. Right? If you look, he says, Sheitzilo. Yes, he caused the sale to happen, but at the same time, he prevented them from killing him.
Right.
Right?
So he couldn't have been the onus was on his first.
So therefore, right, so they kind of cancel each other out.
Right.
And therefore, this is happening, and the Torah specifically stresses that it's happening because of his own sins and has nothing to do with Yehuda.
It never been a bereft parent. So Lassi Zeh, Shaya Rabbein Hashem, except for this guy who was a bad guy named Hashem. Kizeret Tzadikim Yivorach, the Zeret Tzadikim were
blessed. In general, right, they're, you know, all their children, you know, grew up and healthy and fine.
Alkena Yaakov Misabal Abno Yamin Rabbein, because of this Yaakov mourned on his child many days. You mind this nothing, that's what was so upset by Yosef. Shaya Dabrabein Onish Gadolo Melvada Avososo. It's in his eyes a tremendous punishment, besides for the fact
him.
He loved him.
Right, and in addition to the fact that he loved him and now he's gone now and he thinks he's dead. In addition right. to that, just the fact that one of his children
right.
passed away early, he thinks. So if Zera Yitzadikim Yivorach, that means if something bad happens, that means it reflects on him. It reflects right. on Yaakov. And so Yaakov was very upset because it looks like it's an onus on him.
Right.
And that was one of the things that upset him about thinking that Yosef was not was gone.
Yeah. So this is the summarization. It didn't mention his sin. It still never says what his sin is, but we know for sure he didn't die because of Yehuda. He died because of his own sins.
Right, so it specifically says that he was Ra Bein Hashem. It doesn't say what he did that was Ra, but he was Ra. And there, Vayim Yisei Hashem, Hashem killed him because he was Ra. You shouldn't think that he died as an Onesh on Yehuda.
Right.
Okay. And then he takes it back to basically the previous Aliyah to say, you should understand why, one of the reasons that Yaakov was so upset about thinking that Yosef was Niftar, it wasn't just that, he loved him and he's gone. It's that he also feels that it reflects then back on him that maybe he's, is a pagam in his tzidkus in a certain sense.
Right. Okay, let's see Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Ches. V'yabeim osov hakim ser lechicha. Ben yikal shem emes l'shem Rashi. Son is called l'shem emes l'shem Rashi. V'ein ze emes. It's not true. Ki v'mitzah satayra nemar gam ken yikom l'shem ochiv emes l'yimach ha'shmom yithro. This is not true, because the mitzvah of Torah, it says...
Right, even in the mitzvah of Yibum itself, in Parshas Kisetze, it uses the language of Yalkum al Shem Ochiv Hameis. Right, it's not that he doesn't have a din, right? There's no mitzvah that the first kid that's born, the first son that's born, has to get the name of his, of the deceased brother. Yeah, that's not what it means, Yakum al Shem Achiv Hameis.
Yav is Namitsu, the Krol of Benok, Shem Achiv Hameis. Evoz Gamas Rusum, Ovia, Ishis Machlon, Kanisi, the Yishur, the Hakim Shem Mes, on the Chalasso, the Raki, the Yakari Shem Mes, Mim, Ochav Mishar, Makomo. And the Yabim is Namitsu, the call his son, Kishem Achiv Hameis.
Similarly with Boaz and Rus, right? He says, I'm marrying Rus, the wife of, the widow of Mahlon.
Right, Rashi says the son is called Hashem. You get the impression from Rashi, he's actually given the same name.
Right, right. He's arguing, he's saying that's not right. He quotes the Gemara, right? It's the Gemara in Yevamos, Rashi Ravel notes, that says that even though the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yibum is Yakim al Shem Achiv Hameis, that doesn't mean that the first son has to be named that.
Right.
It's a din in Nachla, it's a din in all sorts of things, but... It doesn't literally mean you have to name him the same name. And yet, right, it says the same lashon in Rus, right? He says, in order to uphold the name of Machlon on in his family, and yet the first son that's born, the only one as far as we know, right, isn't named Machlon. He's named Oved.
Right.
So the Rabban says it can't mean literally that it has to be the same name.
He knew that he wouldn't have any Zera.
But it wasn't going to be his Zera.
Ma ra shetol v'alof aki hishchis zara mipana imikushim v'no kishim achav emes.
What would be so terrible, right? And remember, that was the Torah says about Onan, right? He knew that it wasn't going to be considered like his kid,
right?
Right. Therefore, he was Mashkus Zera,
right?
And the Rabban says, what was so terrible if he had to name, if he had to name the kid heir? Like, why is that such a Maharash or Tovov? What terrible thing is going to befall Onan? Much so that he didn't want to make her pregnant.
Who says that was a reason?
The Torah says it.
That he was going to name her the name? So that's a raya for Rashi, then.
No, I don't think so. He's saying,
Vayeda
Onan ki lo lo yazara. Right? The pasuk says that Onan knows the child is not going to be his, so to speak.
That's correct.
And therefore he didn't let it happen, which is why he ended up getting killed.
Right.
So the Ramban says, and if we take Rashi's pshat, that he would have named the son heir, what's so terrible about that? Like, what's so horrible about that? What would befall Onan that's so bad that he's willing to be Mashke Zera rather than name...
I don't know if that's a raya. I mean, I just would have... Maybe just saying you didn't want the kid, I don't know why the Ramban assumes that.
Because the Torah uses that Lashon, which the Ramban is taking to mean that his concern is about the fact that the kid's named something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what's
Yazar means you have kids.
No, but what's low Yazar? It is his kid. Biologically, it's his kid. So what's the low about it? Mm-hmm. That he's forced to give a name? What's so terrible about that Ramban says?
I got you. Marasha Tavolov, Yazar, I'm going to...
Right. Most people want to have a son so that they can name him after somebody who was Nifter.
It doesn't say,
and he says, oh, potentially. It's Vayeda, it's a das. He knows this to be true.
Right. How did he know that?
I think he's going to say that.
He says in the bottom, you knew the soda Ibor, Me'achar Shabal, Yavim Toshet, this is an issue with Ocha, because it's Rabbi Yanir, Be'enav, Kilo, Eno, Zaro, Yitzchak, Halotzov.
He knew that soda was, that I guess because the mother was the Yavama,
right,
that somehow, like, the kid would be a Gilgal, I guess, maybe, like, you know, Nishmas, Ochiv, Bekerav, Zaro. Mm-hmm. And so, he's not worried so much, he's not worried about the name. The Rabban's take is he's not worried about the name. He's worried about the fact that the reality is it's going to be like a Gilgal of his brother.
Right.
And therefore it's not going to be his kid, it's going to be his brother.
Right. In a sod gadol, misod ha-satera b'toldos ha-adam, nikur hu le'enei ro'im shetan osim l'ashem enayim l'ros v'aznayim l'shmo. Nikur sod gadol is from secrets of the Torah b'toldos ha-adam, and it's nikur le'enei ro'im.
If you pay attention.
That if Shinos Lashem Shanan Rosh was non Rosh, you have eyes to see and your ears to hear, Vayu Acham Akadmon and Kodam Hatera Yodim Kiyesh Toelos Kedol of Yibumach. Chom Magdorim Kodam Hatera knew there was a Toelos Kedol of Yibumach, who are royally Os Kodam Bo, Achav Akorav Mishpacha. He should be the first, and the next one is Mishpacha. Kikol Shira Akorav Mishpachto, Shirhu Yod Yorish Nachalad Yagiv Menu Toelos. So a Kodama and Tayyar, you could use a relative, not just necessarily the brother. First the brother, and then his other relatives. So you know, again, Lisa, Yishus Mesa Ach, or Av, or a Karav in Ishbacha. The Adanim in Hayamine Kodmon, Lifne Yehuda.
We don't know if this actually goes back even further, in a sense.
Right. Bracious Rabbah, Amra Ki Yehuda, Hiskel, Mitzis Yim Tchilu. Ki Kasher Kibel Aso, Miavo Yisuf, and his daughters, Lahakim Aso. Kasher Bosa, Tayyar, of Asra, Yishus, He didn't want to.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yibum specifically the wife of the brother.
Right.
Not, you know, it was Minhag HaKadmonim that you first was a brother and then you would go for the next closest relative.
Right.
No, regardless of what that relationship was.
Right.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I want the concept of Yibum to continue to exist. At the same time, I'm not prepared to be Matir all of these Yisurim.
Right.
So we're going to make it brother or nothing.
That was
that's more normal, I guess. And therefore, it's more purpose oriented. It's more likely to work, I guess. And not with other relatives.
It's considered great cruelness.
Because now you're losing the chance to, you know, re-megagel that neshama.
Right, and you don't want to do it. So we call bechalitz anal chalitz and roi shetasa mitzvah zos bechalitz anal. It's roi that you should do the mitzvah with chalitz anal. What does he mean, like the?
He's saying that it's a. Oh, God, my hand is a pasuk. That's the pasuk he's quoting it. And it's roy, therefore, to make, you know, chalitza is done by chalitzas now. It's almost like a symbol of denigration, right? It's like this guy didn't want, like, this guy had an opportunity to allow the neshama of his you know, deceased brother, right, to re-enter the world.
Right.
And he didn't take that opportunity, and that's not nice. That's bad. And so we're gonna denigrate him, essentially.
Chachmei Yisrael HaKadmonim Yidaita Minin Nechbad Zeh Hinhigu Lefnim Yisrael B'Yisrael Asos Hamas Zeh B'chol Yorshe Nachal B'Osr Shal Yivim Yisrael Ashar.
I think that's a Sheher.
Sheher V'Karo Oso Gula Zonin Boaz V'Atam Tam Nomi V'Ashkechen Eshkim So Maska Yovin. Problem is that was after Matan Torah.
Right, but his point is that he says Chachmei Yisrael HaKadmonim
Right.
We're Nohag to expand, it wasn't like technically a Yibum anymore, but to expand the possibility to, if they could get her, if the brother, if there were no brothers, the brother wouldn't do it. Well, I guess if there were no brothers, right? Because if there is a brother and he doesn't want to do it, then you have to do chalitza. Otherwise, it's yivam alashuk. But if there's no brothers, they would go looking for some relative where there isn't an isser of she'er, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't matir that isser. But if they could get somebody who was in some way connected, some cousin, you know, whatever, that where there's no isser, they would say, look, you could still make this gilgul happen.
Right.
So even though it's not a mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do.
Seems to say it was Yibum, no?
It's mitam Yibum. It's not actual Yibum. Libnei Yisrael, Achar Matan Torah, Yibum is strictly defined to be the brother. That's what his, that's his point.
That's what I'm bothered by, yeah.
But it, that's why it doesn't say that what Boaz did was Yibum. Mm-hmm. It's called Geula. That's why, right. So what Boaz was doing, that's why they say, and what was, like, everybody says, oh, but, you know, Boaz married her because she was married to Machlon, and it's his relative, cousin, you know, uncle, whatever, you know, nephew. There's no halachic chiyuv to do that. There's nothing halachic there. But he right. points out that that was a minhag kadmonim. That was a minhag of Gedolei right. Yisrael to do it if it was possible.
He points out on the bottom. Tam nami shechinas rus shechinas from Yehuda ben Lanami ki az chazal ben shav de shu machlon. That's why they said
right,
that.
And if indeed that actualizes this Gilgul of the Neshama, this great Toelos that the Ramban talks about of the Gilgul HaNeshama,
right.
which is my term, not his, I apologize, it's the best I could come up with. So then that's why it's Yulad Bein Lenami, because it's essentially, this is, in a sense, a replacement or a right. reincarnation of Machlon,
right.
who was her son. So that's why the Shechino right. said Yulad Bein Lenami.
He says, B'tziuni, Gam... Nami vashchinas nevios hayu chofmos haker ha'inyan oros ha'kumanas kiyam ha'yibim shlur ha'shem ha'chazekar oved lo machlon yishakuyam l'skam shmo. So it wasn't really Yibum.
Right, it definitely wasn't Yibum. It was this concept right. of Geula, which is a nihug. It's a minhug that's like Yibum.
Right.
But because so the son was born, therefore
it's
Mekai.
That's why they call his name, but I mean, Ramban Lashito says you don't call his name anyway.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Well, he says here, let's look at what he says over here. Misavim, Ereim, Tir, Chikam, Rashi, Lonel, Masham, Rebuk, Mar, Rashi, Vatsum, Evila, Kama, Barsu, Yibum. Ein Rai, Le, Yibum, Shev, Nogim, Vokur, Mantar, El, Tzad, Amina, Kiyaza, Amina, Shebene, Ekrek, Shom, Mace.
So you get out of, you know, you can't, you know, he gets out of, you know, anybody who would say, well, what, Rashi didn't know the Gemara? I mean, we know Rashi knew the Gemara. So it's called Mantara, it worked differently.
Most people want to what? Call the
name
guy.
Name their son after, you know, name their children after.
Domos mitzaratzonolos outside chiyuv.
Right.
Because on his owner is chayiv.
Yeah, I mean, it's much different. A person is misava to name a child in memory of a relative who was nifter, but, and we know this, I mean, you know, lemaisa, I mean, you can see this happen, unfortunately, all the time, right? When a child is born and, you know, essentially the parents are, you know, not given a choice, like, this is, you know, like, a grandparent will just say, of course you're going to name the child whatever, you know, whatever the name is. You know, you can get a lot of stress that way.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference between I choose to name my child in memory of someone, I misavet to do it because it's my ratzon to do it, versus I am mandated to do it. That's not a taiva. Nobody has a taiva to be told what to do.
Yeah. Ubekur Arye Kosher Shem Kavanas Rashi Shem Ben Yikub Shem Mace.
Huh. Interesting.
Grace doesn't mean that Ben Yikub Shem Mace is alone. The Dovah says Miyash Mo Shem Mace. The Pesach Shem Ben. Called Shema Mesh. She came in Shumi Abbas, Yishu Machil, Sosu, and his mitzvah. Rachel Gorm, the Ben Shi and Nola. Shim Lo Kane, Loya, no says Yishu Lomo, there's been, and can a Ben Yiko Shem Yach. She goes with all these
Even though, you know, you won't call him up to the Torah
right.
as Ben Ochin Hamez, but he's considered to be. Because the only reason that this kid was born was because the brother passed away and the wife married the brother, the surviving right. brother. So there's some level of everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, that's what's-his-name's kid who's, you know, from a Yibum marriage.
Right.
And he's going to feel like it's not my kid because everybody's ascribing him to my deceased brother.
Never actually listened to the crow. Ben Yikosher Mace, Commissioner Kosovo, the Kaim, Hashem, and Mace, and Nachalosso. Parshas Lishon Dekor, the Ben is called Hashem Emes, Kamo Shekosuv, Kaim is Hashem Emes on a Halosel.
Right. In other words, but again, but it's Lav Davka that the name itself has to be. In other words, he used the Lashon of the Pasuk, which makes it sound like he's mandating that the name has to be given, but that's not what he really means.
Just means he's shaykh.
It just means that he's shaykh back to the deceased brother.
Right.
Which is what got Onan's back up, basically. Onan got annoyed about that and said, I'm not interested in doing that.
Right.
Saying, why didn't you just do Chalitza?
I don't think they had his quote on terrorists.
They didn't have a concept.
Yeah.
Right.
He says, Of Amar Yoda Yoyin. And the Onan said, Masha Sainza, Beinin Aben, Akurigashmo. There's not Beinin Aben, Nikurashmo. Kilama Yitla Loz, Abiyadisha Onan. Why does this be a dear shonen of a high akitsarach lomer of yomer onan elish romaslin and so godl misodas atayr?
In other words, if it was just, okay, the son is going to, you know, be considered like more like the son of Er, so then it wouldn't be totally be yedia. There's no yedia there. That's vayomer. That would be, Onan said to himself, hey, this kid isn't going to be considered my kid. The Vayeda, the Lashon of the Torah is very careful. It's Vayeda, he says there's a deeper meaning there than just Onan realizing that this isn't going to be considered his kid. And that's why he's going to this,
So
the sod of this Ibor is one of the great sodos. The entire foundation of Sefer Iov is to illustrate that concept, I guess. And that's why it's this concept of das, of yidia, it's a vayeda onan, it's that it's a deep mystical knowledge apparently informed his decision. Now, granted, he had this deep mystical knowledge, and apparently he misused it. But that's what's going on, according to him.
Well, he had the knowledge of what?
Of this Sod HaIbur, that the neshama of his brother was going to be Mizgalgel into his future son.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, I don't like my brother. I'm not interested in doing that.
Right,
and therefore prevented it from happening.
He says, "Kielov near the Sefer Eve is sold Sadek Varalo Rosh of Tovlo." Says the Sefer Eve is built on this. It's weird, no?
Yeah, I love it.
That what? The Odyssey, Sadek, so Sadek Varalo Rosh of Tovlo. What does that have to do with?
I don't know, because he says first he says Sod HaYibur.
Right.
Kielov Nivna Sefer Eve. With respect also to the Sod of Tzadik Varalo of Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
In other words, maybe they're connected in that. Why maybe sometimes you have a Tzadik Varalo Rosh Hashanah? It's because he is connected to the Sod HaIbur, that he's a Gilgal of somebody else. And so what's happening to him isn't necessarily because of him. It's because of the previous, generation, the previous, person.
Yeah.